This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.
Clap for them, clap for them, clap for them. Hallelujah! Shall we be upstanding on our feet?
Head of thy church, triumph, we joyfully adore thee.
To God.
We have come from everywhere in the city to come give you glory and cry aloud. This morning, this nation is grateful. 65 years of freedom, we lift our with blessed. At least bombs are not flying on our heads. We cry aloud and give to God the praise. Help me with that. We lift up. We blessed. And cry. Mighty Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. We exalt your holy name and bless you because you are a faithful God. Thank you for the sacrifice of the cross. We give you the glory, the absolute glory, because you have begun a good work and surely also you will accomplish it. This morning, this nation stands before you in thanksgiving. The Republic of Ghana is grateful. We have too much to be thankful for, that oftentimes we are even ungrateful to the point that we do not even acknowledge it. Thank you. 65 years of independence. I stand here to honor your holy name. You have given us too much. Thank you. We are grateful. We thank you for the people of Ghana. We give you the glory and bless your holy name. Within this very short time, Papa, I pray that your hand of blessing will spread and spill all over us. Let your presence, Spirit of the living God, take dominion, absolute control, and have your way. We will be careful to give you the total glory. We come against satanic interference, intrusion, demonic presence. In the name of Jesus, any form of attack whatsoever from the kingdom of hell and darkness, swallow it up in victory and have your way. For you have determined to snatch your people from the grip of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, rebuke noise in Jesus' precious name. We are grateful. We are very grateful in Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. Come on, clap these hands. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. We're also live on all Sweet Melodies sister stations. This morning, as independent 65th Independence Anniversary Celebration or Commemoration. I don't know which one to say because they are not the same. Commemoration and celebration. Maybe I should use commemoration because we are commemorating it. And so let me use the word commemoration, our 65th independence anniversary commemoration. Thank God for the people of Ghana and what we represent and we stand for. But more so, let me use the opportunity to thank God for our founding fathers, what they represented, their strength of conviction, what they fought for, what they spilled their blood for, and give God the glory. Today should be a very sober reflection. I am not doing this because we are a church, no. But because we are an end time prophetic church that God is raised and given an assignment with an oversight over this nation to make intercession for this nation and also to rebuke and bring this nation into alignment with his will and his word. This will not be the first time. We are praying for this nation, singing the national anthem, reciting the national pledge. We have done it since 9/11/2016. We have done it every Sunday morning for this nation. Six years down the line, we look at it as an assignment and not just a prestige. And so, you know, we will do it faithfully and to God be the glory. As you stand, you know, for the consideration of God's word, I'm going to use the opportunity for the gentleman to play the national anthem for us. But allow me to do the first two presentations of God's word. Right after that, we can go for that. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. Let me also welcome our friends on Amansan Television and GN Television. Welcome on board. And also thank God for the life of everybody that is watching us live on Facebook, YouTube, and listening to us on podcast. I give God the glory and bring you greetings in the name of Jesus the Christ. It's going to be a very special moment this morning. Hallelujah. John 12, verses number 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we wish we came. We demand, we require, we desire to see Jesus. Christ is the reason for our gathering. Christ is the reason for the ecclesia. Christ is the reason for we coming together. Christ is the very reason why we have gathered together to hear the mind, the intentions, the thoughts of God." Having read through this, allow me to read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Arguably, I have said that this is the most relevant end time or eschatological verse of scripture in the Bible. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lease at any time. Your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that they come upon you unawares. The Bible said, for as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always. There are fleet or convoy, a series of events that are coming. The Bible said it's so vehement and so aggressive, so intense, so vociferous. It is so voluminous. It is so the magnanimity of what is coming. The world will not even have the comprehension or the mind to contain it. And so the Bible is saying, watch, because you will need strength to escape. You watch and pray. You need to come to that place of watching and praying, because you will need strength to escape. When I look at Ukraine escaping from the bombs and the missiles of Russia and the wicked intentions, killing innocent people, spilling the blood of children and innocent, frail and weak, vulnerable women, then I realize how the Bible said in the book of Matthew 24, when the Bible said, pray that your escape does not come in winter. As I'm speaking to you right now, it's raining heavily on Ukraine, and the word of God cannot lie. The Bible said, pray that your escape will not be in winter, neither be on the Sabbath. In other words, make sure that your escape does not come on a sabbatical period, in a period when a person cannot go to work, in a period when a person cannot have wedding, in a period when a person cannot come to church, in a period when a person cannot go to the restaurant with his children, in a period when a person cannot go to the cinema, when war breaks out. All these things are not applicable. You will not have the sabbatical peace of mind to go into all these things. So the Bible said, watch and pray. There is coming a time where a man needs to escape. Yes, you will have to escape. The Bible calls it the hour of temptation. He said, pray that you will be exempted from the hour of temptation, because you have kept my word of faith and righteousness and my word of obedience. I will also deliver you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole world to try them. It will try them. There will be a trying moment. At the moment, the church has been tried. Your faith has been tried. No wonder so many people have fallen from the faith. No wonder so many people have fallen from their first love. Oh yeah. So many people falling from their first love. I don't know what the church is saying. I don't know. Protocol, can you clear the altar for me? I don't know what they this is not it. I can boldly tell you. I don't know what they share, Christos. You sang beautifully, but this is not your first love. Go back to it. Go back to it. Tales of events coming. It's so shocking and so amazing to me that the church is so quiet about events and series of things. Can you just imagine, like, I am a business and I live in Russia and I'm a Russian and I'm doing business. I have no business with politics or governance or decisions and policies that anybody makes. My business is in the United States of America. By premise of that, my president is bombing another nation. Just that closes me down. Just that. I am an airline. I'm running a fleet of flights going around the world. The fact that I belong to a particular nation, just that, my business is folded from the world. Now, where do I fly from? Two. I become a local and a domestic flight. Go back to base. The Bible said that things that are coming are going to not only go into eschatological events, so you know it is also going to that we are going to have the rising of economic hardship. Perilous times are going to come. These are all signs of the coming of the Messiah. Maranatha. Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus. Last Friday, dollar went from 6.45 to 7.4. Maranatha. Maranatha. Before you take your seat, I am going to solicit your rapt attention. If today is your very first time, permit me to do this. This is part of the assignment of this ministry. We're not doing this because it's this much. We do this every Sunday. Thank you very much. Your right hand is on your heart, on your chest. Nobody moving, no movements from outside to inside. No protocol. Do that for me. Nobody moving anywhere for any purpose whatsoever. Play the national anthem. Turn on your heart still. I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. Our heritage won for us through the blood and the toil of our fathers. so help me God. Clap your hands to the Lord. We give God the glory. Before you take your seat, I want to establish a few things, and one of them is Amos chapter 5 and verse number 10, where the Bible said, they hid him that rebuked in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. In a different version, the Bible makes it clear. He said, you people hate anyone who challenges injustice and speaks the whole truth in court. In this other one, the Bible said, people hate this kind of talk. Raw truth is never popular. And so I just want to establish, you know, a few things before we outline the truth of God's word, which we are outlining this morning. Having said that, Psalm number 33 and verse number 12, the Bible said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. In this same particular verse of scripture, the Bible, in a different version, the Bible makes it, it said, happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. Happy are the people whom he has chosen for his own. Having read you that also, I read Psalm number 89, verse number 17, Psalm 89, the 14th verse. The Bible said, justice and judgment are the habitations of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thee. In a different version of this same scripture, the Bible said, your kingdom is founded on righteousness and justice. Love and faithfulness are shown in all you do. In other words, righteousness and justice, faithfulness or truth, yeah, and love are the premise or the pillars holding the throne of Almighty God. And lastly, I will quote Isaiah chapter 56 and verse number 1. Isaiah the 56th chapter, the first verse, the Bible said, thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness is revealed. When you look at the commodities, the Bible is outlining from this particular verse to the previous one I read, they are the same. I will not say they are synonymous. Exactly the same. Verbosious vocabulary and words that have been used in God's word. I welcome everybody into God's presence and also to our 65th anniversary independence commemoration. The Lord bless you. You may be seated in the presence of God. I appreciate all of you. Be a volumnim wherever, you know, we are. And the grace of God will be our portion. Hallelujah. Jesus was a parabolist. Instead of speaking with metaphysical conundrums, just like the prophets did, Jesus rather speaks in parables or proverbial language or peripatetical presentation. Hallelujah. Say amen. Now, I will use the opportunity to read one of the few parables that the Lord Christ mentioned and outlined. And that particular parable is Luke chapter 15. As a matter of fact, in Luke 15, there are three major parables that the Bible talks about. The lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. The lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. In verse number 11 of Luke chapter 15, the Bible makes something very clear. He said, a certain man had two sons. And the Bible said, the younger of them said to his father, father, give me my portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his leaven. I want you to note emphatically, he did not divide unto him. He divided unto them, even though the elder one did not ask for his. This is not talking about inheritance as patrilineal inheritance. In the Jewish custom, there was what we call property inheritance. When the person is alive, he grants unto his own children some kind of capital so his children can be able to live by it. When every Jewish boy is 18 years old, his capital should be ready to be released unto him anytime he is ready to take it. So this is not just somebody asking for something that was not right. It was rightful. So the Bible said he divided unto them the living or his living. In verse number 13, the Bible said, and not many days after that, the younger man gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted, the Bible said, wasted, wanted to note emphatically, wasted, he wasted his inheritance with a righteous life. Allow me to read this in a different version of scripture. The Bible said, after a few days, the younger son sold his part of the property. You see, he brought that word and left home with the money and went into a country far away where he wasted his money in reckless living. I chose this particular version and this particular verse by the Spirit of God to depict and say something to this August church and to our country, our beloved nation as a whole. Please, this morning, the Lord will help me tell you, and I know it is going to be a great blessing. When I consider Ghana as a nation celebrating 65 years, I think that we have a lot to be grateful to God for. When I compare Ghana to Ukraine right now, Ukraine is a Christian nation like you are. But this morning, they can't go to church because bombs are flying on their hearts. Therefore, we are grateful to God for peace. Yeah? Or you can clap your hands. I'm talking to the wise. We are grateful to God for peace. The peace we are enjoying is a blessing that we cannot take for granted. We give God the glory. Number two, we are grateful to God for the proficient geographical location in which we find ourselves. Not many nations have the sea or are exposed to the pleasure of having the sea, like the kingdom of Lesotho, like the kingdom of Swaziland. There are nations like Kenya, possibly, who do not have, you know, certain privileges. There are kingdoms or nations like Chad who don't have or who have not seen the sea before. You know, we have the privilege to have certain things by the grace of God which we cannot take for granted. We are blessed in this particular geographical location with even the sun. The sun is one of the blessings that the Lord has honored us with that so many nations do not have. You know, the sun does not shine, you know, the whole year for many nations. As I'm speaking to you right now, in Japan, in China, in Korea, in Taiwan, it is all snowing right now, heavy snow, you know, and the weather is extremely cold. And the sun gives us a lot of blessing, even health-wise, you know. We are so honored and blessed by God. When I look at the mountainous area from where we all come from my hometown, anytime I'm climbing the Ojanuma Mountains to go to my hometown, I give God the glory for his love, his grace, his mercy that he has showered on us. When I go to places like Shy Hills, Usuduku, and I look at the flat lands and look at the environment, you know, the geographical blessing that comes with it. This is a blessing that I thank God for. When I look at the rivers that the Lord has blessed us with, the river bodies or the water bodies that God has honored us with, there are so many nations who do not have that. When there is drought, they go into serious dry season. But God has blessed us from River Ankobra, River Uti, River, you know, Dinsu, from to all the rivers, including the Volta. When you travel by plane, you realize that we are blessed. The Volta spans from the south to the north. It goes to parts of the east. It is a beautiful river that spread itself all over through the nation. When our map is outlined, that is a blessing. When I look at the forest regions and belt, the kind of in the earth that God has given us, you know, Mahokani, the Lord has been with rosewoods, God has been Shedia, God has been too good to us, Daoma, and Oframo is Sawawa. God has been good to this nation. When I look at, you know, the belt of the sea, Kako, Ajene, Akwebi, you know, God has been good to this nation. He has been extremely kind to us. And then when I look at the wise and intelligent people that the Lord has given us, when I look at people like, people like Dr. Kofi Annan, when I look at people like the Otumfo from Osei-Tutu the first, right up to the current Osei-Tutu the second, when I look at the chancellors of the University of Ghana, intelligent people, when I look at the speakers of parliament from colonial era to now, we have been blessed by the grace of God to have intelligent people. That is one of our blessings. The human resource that the Lord has given us is amazing. If you don't believe it, let's look at somebody like Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, our first president. Let's look at leadership. Let's look at such a fine gentleman, Dr. Nkrumah, amazing gentleman that did so many amazing things. You know, when I look at people who, manage and take care of the Volta region. We went to Akosombo the last time, and when we were looking, we wanted to go into the Volta River Authority, but he said it's been closed down for some time from the public. They do not allow the public to go through. So they showed us a place. He said, if you can just go through this side, you can see the gaze of the dam. When I look at his works, his leadership ability, Temaport, when I look at, the Takra report, when I look at things like, the industries that he brought about from Aztec to, the shoe factories, the tomato factory, we had, Sanyo, and we had televisions were assembled in our nation during Nkrumah's era. The man was smart. He was intelligent. He was deep. His cream of leaders at his time were so amazing. When I compare Nkrumah to somebody like Nyerere, amazing man. When I compare Nkrumah to somebody like Mandela, amazing man. Their cream or group of leadership were amazing people. Imagine what Kasana is different from the people that we know possibly today. When I look at Nkrumah and compare him to Ofe Buanye, amazing kind of man. When I compare Nkrumah to Patrick Lumumba, and compare Nkrumah to Kenneth Kaunda, and compare Nkrumah to Haile Selassie, when I compare Nkrumah, I realize that Ghana, and all the cream of leaders that emerged were so many amazing people. I am not going to do a disservice to even the military junters and coups that emerged. I am going to even bring them to the line, because when I studied history carefully, I even realized that even them, they have some kind of intelligence. So General Ankra, after Nkrumah, General Ankra took over this nation. This gentleman contributed something to this nation. You can't take it away from him. And then from him came General Efrifa, and another astute, amazing guy. Then in between, General Efrifa brought this gentleman, Raphael Ni Ama Oleno. He brought him to the scene. He was a head of state, a ceremonial head of state for only 24 days. Anytime I'm talking about the leadership of this nation, I do not cease to mention him, because one of the most amazing, intelligent men is Raphael Oleno. After him came the father of our president, Akufo Addo Senior Edward, one of the most astute gentlemen that the Gold Coast ever had. The man was so sharp and so very intelligent. We can make sure that the people on Facebook can also understand what we are talking about. This man was one. It shocks and amazes me that up to today, we have not named anything after this man. That this man has nothing to his memorial. Amazing intelligence. Just gone to the drain. Immediately after this one, came this particular fine man. The name Buzia is an abbreviation that forms the word best university student in Africa. That is what Buzia stands for. Best university student in Africa. Dr. Kofi Abrefa Buzia became our prime minister. Astute gentleman. Abrofuni Tehudi. And when they listened to his intelligence, they said, this guy is too sharp, too smart, too amazing. You know, then this man became like a threat in those particular days. There was another coup. Then came, you know, General Kwabena Ignatius Kutu Echampo. This one was, I don't want to say what I wanted to say, it's fine. You know, an amazing leader. This man, because of my grandfather, Isaac Kwabena Mponsa, because my grandfather, Isaac Kwabena Mponsa, was a direct bodyguard to Kwabena Echampo when he was the head of state. And my grandfather tells me so many amazing things about him, totally divergent from what I have heard. Totally divergent. You know, so I salute the general this morning. You know, one of the leaders that came up, you know, to this particular nation, he was an asset. Whether you like it or not, he was an asset. You wanted me to say he was the ladies' man, but he was an asset. Then came Brigadier General, yeah, Fred, Lieutenant General, rather, Fred Ekufo, also came as one of our smart leaders. Right after General Ekufo came, His Excellency, Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings. Jeremiah Rawlings was one charismatic leader, selfless leader, was not a greedy man, was a smart man, was the people's man. He can go to the bush and carry cocoa. He will work with you, carry gutter, carry Paula, work in the farm. He was one amazing leader that this nation had. Right after that, he instituted a constitutional government, and there came His Excellency Dr. Hila Liman from the Third Republic, came also onto the scene. Then came another coup by His Excellency Flight Lieutenant Jeremiah Rawlings, took over and ruled this nation for 19 years plus democracy. 19 years plus democracy, he ruled this nation. 11 years for the AFRC PNDC, and 10 came NDC for 8 years. This man is an amazing man. Ghana! Mosu president here. Mosu president. Aswadini! Near Tia Tinti, Mosu president here. Kasa or may you take a wood a kasa? Wait, make out your say, Jai Jimmy. Ube Jai. When ya ya, Obema Wejai. After his 19 years of stewardship, he stepped aside, and I salute you for that, Your Excellency. For His Excellency, you know, John Ajekum Kofuor, when this man came, fresh air was breathing on Ghana. Capitation grant, school feeding program, national health insurance scheme, metro mass transport, and many other things that I can talk about. This one, may the Lord bless you, sir. Wherever you are, may the Lord give you long life and grant you the grace to live long, sir. May the Lord bless you. Immediately after that, we had the prime professor, His Excellency John Evans Atamales. This man was a gift to Ghana, but we didn't see it. This man was a big gift from God to Ghana, but we didn't recognize it until we lost him. Our only sitting president who died is this president. This president is the one that can go on a diplomatic mission for this nation and say that you sent me and you gave me this amount and I spent this amount and this is the balance. This man was an honest man, but we didn't recognize it. So Ghana insulted him. Ghana reproached him. Ghana ridiculed him until he died. Until he died. When he died, stepped in his vice president, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. Finished the term of His Excellency Atta Mills and then also went for one term in office and was, voted out. How I wish our leaders can understand. How I wish. Then came my president. His Excellency Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. I love this man. I honor this man. Yeah. I love this man. I honor this man. So I intentionally look for the best picture I can get for His Excellency. I love him. And His Excellency knows what I'm talking about. Say me china he man on trane da. Who will nipa no more? One more catch, Your Excellency, with all due respect, this is a bad decision. One more, Your Excellency, I love my president. Anywhere I go, I celebrate him. I pray for my president every day. I thank God for his life. So, Ghana, I want to ask you, you have all these people. Why is it that you don't prosper? I want to ask. Why is it you don't prosper? Very intelligent men. These are men who worked and all stuff like that. You know? And for 65 years, I can boldly tell you there is nothing to celebrate. Brace yourself in the next 10 minutes. There is nothing. That is why I use the word commemoration. Yeah, Shefan. It's different from we are celebrating. It's different. It's a big difference. Hallelujah. I realize when I put Ghana in a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, I realize that all the things that I just said are our strength. Geographical location is our strength. God has blessed us, giving us amazing things. It's a strength. You know, when I look at the enormous wealth and resources that this nation has, it's a strength. Gold, you know, diamonds, yeah, bauxite, manganese, timber, salt, forest belts, you know, the coastline and all that. All these are strengths. We have very intelligent people. Forget about politicians. Let's talk about like businessmen, amazing people that came up. Ram, BMS, and all these guys. Let me talk about this current day. My director, Dr. Osekwame Despaido Forisapo, name them. You know, very intelligent business people. Somebody like, Mr. Buahin, Kafam Ghana Limited. Young, intelligent people who are doing amazing things. I look at a particular young man. I admire him from a distance and secretly. Steps Pharmacy. I treasure your leadership, but you don't know. Amazing guy. Look at people that God has raised. Young, talented musicians, actors, actresses, and all stuff like that. These are great guys. I mean, we have Ghana is a place that you can never be sad. We have so many of these people. You know their names. I mean that we have great guys. These are all strengths. Weaknesses. We talk too much. We do so little. Weaknesses. We have a big man's church. Big man's check with a small boy's money. Weaknesses. We have so many weaknesses to the point that, you know, we start something, we do not carry it through. We lack consistency and persistency. We start it, we finish, and all stuff like that. And that is why things like, when it comes to things like Vision 2020, His Excellency Jerry Rawlings talked about Vision 2020 22 years ago before 2020. Up to today, not one policy is in session. And then during President Kufuor's time, we had what we call Ghana Poverty Reduction Strategy. And then during President, we had President Moses and Mohammed's time, we had what we call Ghana Shared Growth and Development Agenda. And then during this particular, my president, whom I love, you know, we have what we call Ghana Beyond Aid. I can boldly tell you this is empty rhetoric. Ayensem keke. Doesn't mean anything. And so I stand here on the 65th anniversary commemoration, and I'm saying there are seven things that, you know, are not only weaknesses but are threats to the sovereignty and the integrity. And therefore, I am asking the national security, the Jubilee House, the police service, the armed forces to listen this morning, at least to make notes and take this as a dossier to mutena sene mu sijina ya mudie insehun ya ye ken monhwe no keke. Because I'm not talking about my opinion, I'm declaring the word of God to you. A prophet is he that speaks and it comes to pass, not he that is calling people's pant colors. I'm telling you the mind of God. Brace yourself and hear this. One of our biggest threats is that we have over magnified the US dollar. Everything is dollar. It's an indictment to our security as a sovereign nation, to the point that you can have even the president of Ghana quoting figures in dollars. You don't do that in Nigeria. It is not done in South Africa. It is not done in Kenya. When you go around this vicinity and you want to rent a house, they will quote dollars. In this area, when you take your children to school, most of them will quote dollars. There are schools in this country who charges in dollars, and the security apparatus is looking at them. There are car companies in this country who quote their prices in dollars. And this is why our city, one city, is nothing in the face of the dollar. Our threat number one. Threat number two. Listen to what I'm talking about. Threat number two. We lack a clear vision and a national policy. There is no clear vision for Ghana. After 65 years, if there was a clear vision, for 65 years, every year, perennial flooding. It will happen. People build in places where they shouldn't build, and they pay their way through, and we leave them, and we sit down. Yahweh says here, nobody is talking about the flooding because it is not yet in. When it starts coming, then you will know that we have a big problem. Gakra can flood. Places like Kanishin can flood. When the weather gathers, the clouds gather, and it's about to rain, people just move away and go home. The reason is because when it starts raining, you can't cross circle. The Odo River will overflood. May the Lord keep the souls of June 3rd, the people that perished, 255 souls, we lost them to this error because we lack a clear vision. Well, I remember we went to Sinchi, the Royal Sinchi, during President Mills of Muhammad's time. And I remember those days, P.B. Obeng was around. We invited all stakeholders around, and we talked for a whole 3 days. And I'm telling you, up to today, and someone can hear now, I'm crazy, baby. Because we lack a clear. Why don't we even put this free SHS into law so that any government that comes in power cannot change it? It's a policy. Make it law. You can't change it. And many others that can be done. Number three, wasteful, careless, and extravagant lifestyle. Who need dying? Not what you Range Rover. That is Ghana's lifestyle. I was so sad last night whilst I was studying and praying, and I saw something that broke my heart. It was a message the chief of staff, you know, Baba Frima, sent to all MCEs, DCEs, that the Flagstaff House is broke. It does not have money to send to them to do independent celebrations. So, we should have done that long ago. Not now. Honorable Minister, Honorable Chief of Staff, that should have been done long ago. Oh my, you broke that. And you broke. Oh my, Apache, oh my, Bafine, oh my, Awuria, oh my, I would did that for. Oh my, why you say that? But oh my, to say. It will be time, you know, 3 million CDs, and we give it to Black Star, and they blow it within, we take money, and we employ a coach, and give the coach $35,000. Another quotation in dollars. As a sovereign nation, we are quoting another country's currency, and we give dollars. Whilst the president of Ghana officially does not take that amount. Wajare Ghana mesi wajare. Wajare Obia wo free amano ne ba celebration ibi monsan kancha ne se won court. There is nothing to celebrate. May I say this quickly? And why am I saying this? It's my assignment and the assignment of this church. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this. Sometimes we need to be very bold and clear with all respect and honor and tell leadership, adie we are wrong. When we, you know, go to Christmas hampers, Christmas tree, look at the waste that young man wasted at the Ghana airport. You know, by now, that guy should be fired and taken out of office. I'm telling you, as a Ghana, you were Maya, you're a Pachuma, Pa, you're Gina, you're I'm telling you, certain people will not be on certain boards, and certain people will not be chairpersons of anything. I'm telling you, it's because we want to reward their political support and their petty, you know, vindictiveness. That is what happens. Wasteful spending. 58 Land Cruisers. Yes, sir. I didn't hear. Minister, you are sorry. You are sorry, sir. Minister, you are sorry. The president going to cut sword. Your Excellency, you know I love you. I will never say anything that is oxymoronic to what I have in your heart. But it's so sad that the church have become voiceless. During President Mahama's time, the church, we were very, very vocal. Let us do the same thing. Let us do the same thing. Citizens, not spectators. Citizens, not spectators. Why? The worst will be uncontrollable. I'm telling you, from December to today, all the toll booths are free. Do you know what waste that is? Now, come on, you see a passive levy in December, and so by now, you know, by now, I'm telling you, that was one of the most frivolous decisions I have ever seen. Developed nations, you pay to drive. You pay to drive. We are driving from here to Insawem. We will meet 3 toll booths in South Africa. How come that we can drive from here to Kumasi and we have only 3 toll booths? And even now, all ye be at all. A decision that didn't come from the Parliament of Ghana. I want to say this morning. Honorable Roads Minister, there is coming a generation who don't have love. That generation, I believe, will bring you from pension to prison. This is financial loss to the state. Financial loss to the state. Here we say, we don't even have money for salaries. And we have open toll booths. And Burkina Faso trucks are driving for free. If His Excellency the President travels, I don't care what he travels with. As long as it brings something back. If the trip will bring us something, praise God. But we cannot have one trip costing us $1 million. And it was just greetings. And now look at the red of this flag. Now maybe the whole. Because. Yeah, Papa, no more break. I'm telling you. Bisame said. If you can find me, Bubo Mudina, we will fear when he was England. Where are their offshore accounts? In Switzerland, Grand Cayman, and Monaco. Or Cayman Islands. Where are they? Most of them were selfless. Like Dr. Liman. You cannot even take care of his wife. Yeah, you can't even support his wife. Most of them were very, very selfless. Like President Mills. You cannot even take care of his wife. You do not even honor the wife as a nation must do. Ghana! I want to ask you, Matthew chapter 23, verse 33. The Bible said, how can you escape the damnation of hell? How will you escape the damnation of hell? How are you going? You are vipers, generation of serpents. How are you going to escape the damnation of hell? I can tell you. We are on our way to hell without repentance. I told you the mind of God. As I finish up and I wrap up, let me say this to God's people before we go. Wasteful, extravagant, and even the Queen of England does not have a private jet. The Queen of England flies with British Airways. Omaya Pachi say. Open luxury. Ghana, your money and your personal company and your running the way you are running it. A government comes to office and functionaries will be to me yisika $100 million. Not at all. A brother won my bemo now was eskano. Into our main name, you know, sano. Our main way name, you know, sano. And the church is quiet. And let me say, the basic the amra. And y'all came. It is so sad. And I look at number four, greed. Our greed is not only our leaders. We are greedy people. When blasters were going to play this time, instead of getting the right people to do, you know, the people who polish their boots, prepare their socks, jerseys, and all that, there are people whose job it is. This official brought house boys from their houses to go and receive per diem. And then when they come, they take back part of the per diem. Greed have come to church that our preachers, most of us, are greedy people. What the car buy a bema wa kwanchira jeka and everyone seems to see ya. Greed! We are greedy people to the point that somebody loves your wife, somebody wants your wife, somebody wants your husband. You cannot leave your daughter with anybody these days because of greed. Greed is everywhere. Greed is everywhere. It runs through everywhere. Everybody is greedy. I'm telling all our leaders, yeah, Mumisa say John. I want to talk about two things and I close. Lack of accountability. Why don't we change our constitution and allow every president to come and account for their stewardship? Just like South Africa, just like other nations like England. The constitution, the 1992 constitution, has to be amended so that that immunity we give our presidents for 8 years after leaving office will be scrapped. immediately after office, you have to account to the people of Ghana. Every decision, you must account. Accountability. Mijina hei. Wujini sa mafa wubi 10 cities kura. Kamijina hei kasa. Nankurofuti mi fa ganeska. Na obijina hona hwete hwete sram. Our health minister went to our parliament and said that he made a mistake. Besine. Sputnik. We should not buy it more than $10. We were buying it almost $20. 19 point something dollars. And the honorable minister is still in office. And the winner takes it all attitude have made it to the point that intelligent and wise people will never serve this nation. I'm telling you. Now we'll bring party boys and people and all come and do, you know, utimusi abmu be ambassadorial position. We need to share about ambassador. I traveled somewhere and I was shocked when the people, the police was telling me, you know, are you a Ghanaian? I said, yes. It's your people, traffic offenses. Let me tell you something that will be more lucrative and more powerful than e-levy. And that is spot fines. Traffic spot fines. Go to parliament, get a legislation, make it a law. And then anybody who commits a traffic offense, we don't impound your car. Spot fine. 1,000 Ghana. You pay, you go. There is a machine connected to the National Central Office. You pay, you go. You don't pay, we impound the car. You go to court, you pay double. Ubiya beti milen. In England, there are spot fines. The police stop you crossing the red light, £80. You pay, you are gone. You don't pay, it doubles. Every day, another 80. Every day, another 8. Open to you. Be straight the way police officer can stop somebody with so because of lack of resources. Unimoto, unika, untiminche, you know. Now I'm on a call. Please, may we learn some lessons from Ukraine. Let's empower our police. Let's resource our armed forces. Hey, Ukraine, for let me tell you, one more crowd, one more war, nuclear program. Ghana, yenibi. I'm asking my wife, when will the police get an air support unit? When will the police get, you know, helicopters? When will we get some? When are we going to get fast motorbikes, fast cars? Somebody will tell me from E-Levy, no problem. I am telling you something that will give you more money than E-Levy. You know, traffic in the morning, just last Thursday, 6 Land Cruisers were arrested. The police published it last Friday, including a certain member of parliament. They arrested him for traffic offenses. We don't care who you are. You break the law, you pay for it, you face it. Spot, find him! You find him on where Tia. He left the Benedict 1,000 cities from one person. Let's think out of the box. Nejimiano, eye too much. Go to our roads. This morning I woke up. Whilst I woke the day up for prayer, she told me, she said, an accident had happened. I said, she has something on her phone that brings some notifications. You know, and said, an accident happened. I was like, what's up, baby? Anopeya, 6 people. You read the news this morning on peace. It's gone. I'm too going to go back and I'm going to say Jimmy Wagana. Jimmy, nipe Jimmy Papa. I'm not joking. Wrong overtaking, careless driving. All the accidents you see, 85% is human slaughter. Kwasi agene, kwasi agene. Romans chapter 1:21. Ni nanya temidi meko two scriptures. Meko two scripture. Kwasi agene na modetea. Kwasi agene. Unipe kuni niya iye free. Carelessness. Small, small girls and penny for any woman. Yet to talk as mom near Saint Sanchez. And now I'm telling you, from my president to me, repent. Repent, Your Excellency. Repent, Kofi Odru. Repent. phone can occur. Mean you a BM free, young can occur. Munyano quaffo. As a phone can occur and can you need? This is what more to tell you. Obano and then in a monk can occur in Chileno, and on some can occur in Chile. It all yas through Oya. Any other one? Kaya would buy insurance, you. Roadway tie wu on short old traffic we license in your juma can you work in hu na wu enso aba better you deserve the best my lord agency wu no kotia roadway kotia insurance wo sori ana mun ni gugu gota be ko beach pa na kwabrane and we nyame ama mu beach mun ni gugu mo jare papa wo didin wa to atwe na bonten enye nkwase adwe na wo ntimi nye ma menya abrofo na menka sanchire ganafo. Let me talk to you so you can understand what I'm talking about. Obe ko office no be for be yiri wo bank ye gu ye. I'm telling you adwaman fa adie bi wo no mo a say on mine. If you read Proverbs chapter 11 verse 4, the Bible makes something very clear. Wo sitine ne tinene. You know, Proverbs 11, verse number 4. Yeah. Tinene, a genie perfri womb. Put it in here. Let me read it. You are my kind of way. If maybe we say, you know, the Bible says, now tinene, genie perfri womb. Tinene, a genie perfri womb. To grass, see a woman where you are, no, you will not. To say, you pass, see a woman who are no pay, me say, omo bren soy. A young grass, see a woo. I told you that. Accident has seen any per 14 nipa from January till now. Any pair who just on road, you're getting away. It's Isaiah said, "O man, kwa si afu amuni tili muani." And so, muna diya muwa sentimenti asam. Kwa jume mubi wani promotion so ya wani peni mu chempenenti ni a promoting ukohwe ukonu obeji chese because of empratie ibu kitikiti se ini a jume mho na nkwa si aden kwanu wame ya go to Temaport elubu boda go to aflawu boda na kwa hwe sika inyuno sika inyuno ubi ko immigration custom only 6 months uwe si abrosai. God will judge you na ubi ko uwa kolibunu wewu. Because we lack basic things like, you know, oxygen. Oxygen! In Tina Ubiyehu. One of the bank managers, Mimo Bank, the guy was an amazing guy. Smart guy. COVID-19, he had COVID. He was at Rich Hospital. One morning, they said they needed to do a scan. Rich Hospital didn't have it. They were bringing the guy to Kolibu. Hey, mo yarise. What is say you will be free High Barnet Hospital at the Nekwe Queen Elizabeth Hospital see a kwe skanda moja de papa muti me talk cars me no work say there are 2022 Land Cruisers at the port to be cleared by the government. You can't buy oxygen, you can't buy CT scanners, MRI scanners. You are greedy people. Me see you are greedy people. And God will not only judge you, your families, your wives, your children will be judged. So musunya bidi, mama dress a peche. God will judge you. Hey, opa and mowensem. When I'm no concern. One man near two petrol so 5 times. So they said, your mama was on growth in you better to so by heart. Who's sorry? I'm not passing. Who's sorry? Crying yes, is that who's sorry? I'm not passing. So, may say, what top be phone or top a bedroom? What top bedroom? Who bet yes, man? And when you're me and you're a doya, you never park here. Cow, sorry, I know what yes. Bad leadership, no vision. No discipline, no foresight, and the last one, no fear of God. The people sitting here right now, they don't fear God. They don't fear God. If you like, leave your purse on the chair and come and give offering. By the time you go back, it's not there. We don't fear God. We're Christian. We're not down on preachy. Welcome back to church. Welcome to church. We don't fear God. We speak to our wives anyhow. We speak to our husbands anyhow. We maltreat them. We ill-treat them. And we come to church, you know, raising hands, singing. Hypocrisy! You are a hypocrite. When you mobile, I was saying, you are. The shop of red tea, I would teenage, you know. Tia! You bet here. Allow me to congratulate my president. Good morning, Your Excellency. Happy 65th Independence Anniversary to you, sir. You have been my favorite president among all the names that I mentioned. Your Excellency, Ghana is struggling at the moment. On our 65th anniversary, I want to use that. I don't want to shout so that it sounds like I'm being disrespectful. So I'm going to take my time, Your Excellency, and outline a few things. Your Excellency, our economy is in a downturn. Your people around you are not telling you truth. Grounds and yet. Your popularity, Your Excellency, have diminished. The last Friday on television, they interviewed a group of people at Takrade. The way a woman spoke, Your Excellency, should we have an election today, they wouldn't want to hear your name. So, Your Excellency, I am using this opportunity since you are my favorite and loved. I'm going to use this opportunity to say, please save your legacy. Save your legacy, Your Excellency. There are people around you who are brute beasts. They will not tell you the truth. Grounds on ye. And ye man ye, Your Excellency. I told you the mind of God. Now, Your Excellency's institutions, ministry of this, ministry of that, the people that are in charge of procurement, I'm telling you the mind of God. Fear God. Repent and obey His commandment. The voice of the church is to bring the strength of morality to society. So this is not a strange assignment. This is a rightful assignment. I'm telling all my brothers and sisters that work in the health sector and all the other sectors. Value people. Love people. People come into hospital, don't, you know, resent them and speak all kinds of crazy things against them. Value people. They are the reason why you are paid. I'm telling you the mind of God. And this is why your sterility is still on your heads. You don't get marriages. When you get married, you can't have children. And you die like dogs. I'm telling you the mind of God. You want to make it. You want to succeed. Repent this morning. Fear God. To my fellow Ghanaians, brothers and sisters, it's now time to rise and build our nation. The days of Mafame Bage Kwabruchire is over. Now we need to come back and rebuild our nation. Right things, proper things to be done. Let us do this. And it starts with the truth. No correct. Speak the truth. Embrace the truth. Love the truth. I want to talk to you. Come to the truth. There is a judge coming to judge you who is not like any other judge on earth. He will judge you by your heart and conscience. And therefore, I'm speaking to you. Repent before that time comes. Because when that time comes, it will not be a group. You will stand alone. Stand to your feet. Let's close. The Lord bless you. In a raya sassin, a yabod in demaya, mojan, and anamushi good to her, and my drum in a was so say, baby, at was so named dear, and trasso, and uncoto crane, and a person in Kuminya, a digana bream with them. Yeah. A man is obey you, saying ye you, a yansen a horse, a man for on a bra, brano a womo bono, and a betcher. Brano awomo bono, the lifestyle of the citizenry will determine whether they will succeed or not. Our independence was with Malaysia and Singapore. Go and check them up. When you fly a drone over Accra, you will realize that 80% of this city is a slum. Where are our engineers? My dream was I'm driving from here to East Legon. Why do I have to make a detour before Accra Mall? Common sense tells you you can go straight to East Legon. Why am I going to somewhere like I'm coming to somewhere like New Plan? But I need to go and make a detour or a U-turn at mile 7 and come back. Where are our engineers? I'm coming to of Uncle Moose. Why do I have to make a U-turn at Pokuase? You drive around in, you know, great nations. Have you seen anything like that before? When you are driving in England on the main freeway or motorway, you get to a place, you will see what they've written, local traffic. So if it is Amasamine, they give you an exit. You go on the exit and the exit will take you into the township. You don't make U-turns. I give you all my common sense. Bring your camera, sir. Your two hands are lifted up. Sit down, sir.
In our CEO, may our CEO, may.
Let us pray. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus. I give you the glory. You are a faithful God. You gave us the privilege today. We celebrate or we commemorate with reflection and sadness because people have paid a price. Yeah, like Victor Owusu, people like Pat Grant, people like J.B. Damkwa, people have paid. J.B. Damkwa died in prison, Father, died in prison. A sacrifice that family cannot easily contain. How can we allow such lives to be wasted like this? How can we allow such sacrifice, my God, to be wasted like this? I use the opportunity this morning. Bring Ghana to a change of mind. Bring Ghana to a place of repentance. Bring Ghana to a place of amendment of our ways and our heart. Heal us! We are sick. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 5. The whole head is sick. The whole heart is corrupt. The whole head is sick. I pray, my God, this morning, we are not in a jubilant mood at all. Our country is struggling. Ghana kona tamfu ni mkura nwe di mkuku. Boy, si koko jina timu tise komoru se wudadia yadi anu wamushe Ghana. As wamaya bonia wadine ni mbutu na tamfu ni mkuku. Sina umidi mafu. Fireboni che. As a nation, forgive us. and restore unto us the joy of your salvation. Renew a right spirit within us. I bless you for my president, the team in government. I thank you for the people of Ghana. Let us know that righteousness still exalts a nation, and sin will continuously be a reproach to any people. I bless you. Now, if somebody does not know Christ as Savior, has never accepted the Lord Jesus for their sins to be forgiven, I pray that when they pray this prayer and believe with their heart, may they be saved in Jesus' name. Say, Dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I pray, honoring you for your favor and faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. May this word not be just a word, but your prophetical infusion to a nation that bring us back to life. In the name of Jesus the Christ. I pray that this week will be a healing to our city and to our national deficit. Help us to gather something to our reserves. Give the presidency grace, parliament strength, and the judiciary. Give them the fear of God to make the right decisions and choices. Protect us from road carnage. I make intercession for Ukraine and pray for Russia. That even as the heart of a man is in your hands, turn it as you will. For the sake of vulnerable women and children and people in hospitals and places like that, send Russia back home and let there be peace. In the name of Jesus the Christ. To the man that is standing here, to the woman that is standing here, I declare the covenant blessings of Inshiramun, Shiramun, 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 Shirankoa. It will never lack. May we walk in your pleasure, in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.